Well, it's 8:12 now in Atlanta's Morning News. Scott Slade's Georgia is next, sponsored by Breda Pest Management. Scott, you have traveled south for our story this week. Mariculture is the subject.
That indeed. It just looks like a good oyster day, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, these Georgia farmers don't take a tractor to their fields, Chris. They take a boat. It's about a 20-minute boat ride for Laura and Perry Solomon to their Tybee Oyster Company farm. Long rows of floating cages where the oysters are grown just under the surface of the Bull River before it dumps into the Atlantic Ocean.
What harvest looks like for us is you'll see when we get out there, we have a line of floating baskets. We pick up the line with some equipment and start dumping them into lugs. It's literally just dump and count. It's pretty simple, yeah. Compared to wild harvest when you have to put on boots, wade into the mud.
This is the first company in Georgia to harvest and sell farm-raised oysters. The Solomons won a lottery to get one of the first leases.
I grew up on Tybee, and I'm allergic to crustaceans, so I can't eat shrimp, crab, all the other good things that come out of the water around here. So oysters were kind of my love language growing up with my dad and my granddad.
All U.S. East Coast oysters are the same species.
So it's actually the same species, Crossostrea virginicus, but they grow differently based on the shoreline and the cultivation method all around the coast. The common name for it is a live eastern oyster.
It's the water, the nearby marsh, the nutrients that drift by on the tides that give them a distinctive flavor.
And they like a nice steady flow of water going past them because they just they have to take what goes past them.
An oyster can filter 50 gallons of water a day.
That's the size of an overfilled bathtub.
Perry Solomon calls his oysters salt bombs.
First of all, we tasted it and we're like, wow, it's really salty oyster like people like from around here. Very high salinity at the mouth of the Bull River here. We can see the ocean from our lease. So there's actually a hidden meaning to it as well that a lot of people don't know about. Tybee is a Native American word for salt. So Tybee bomb, salt bomb. Tybee bomb is also something some people know the lore of. There's a missing nuke out here off the coast of Georgia that's referred to as the Tybee bomb. So we enjoy that story.
Oh my God. They are delicious.
That's so salty.
Yeah.
I never had one that fresh.
And it takes about a year for a salt bomb to grow from the size of a piece of couscous to a ready-for-market delicacy that are already in demand in over a dozen restaurants in and around Savannah.
We've been pretty steady at about 15 restaurants since we started. It depends on their orders, but roughly about 5,000 a week.
Perry and Laura Solomon are Georgia Tech engineering graduates. They have rewarding careers and day jobs. And while oyster farming is hard work, they will tell you it has a payoff like nothing else.
Going out and doing something with your hands, learning something new, facing a challenge, it's a worthwhile endeavor. I mean, to me, the human condition isn't happiness. That's a fake goal. It's, the human condition is struggle, and you find joy through that.
How do you know you're getting a good oyster?
Should be fresh, and should know where it came from, and should have a story, probably.
Mm. And now you know the story of Tybee oysters. And since they're farm-raised, you don't have to wait for an R month like the wild ones, Chris. More at TybeeOyster.com.
Cool. I am with you, man. The saltier, the better.
Let's go.
The saltier, the better. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Scott Slade's Georgia every Thursday morning, 6:45 and 8:12 on Atlanta's Morning News, sponsored by Breda Pest Management.